The Promise of Christmas by Joanna Kimbrell. On the very first Christmas, a baby was born in a little old barn, wrapped in clothes old and worn. But that's not where the story of Christmas began. Let's go back to the start, to God's very good plan. Before there were flowers or snowflakes or trees, before puppies barked, before fish filled the seas, God made a plan from the love in his heart to make people his children right from the start. God made the world with the words that he spoke. He said, "Let there be," and creation awoke. But the best thing he made, he saved for the end. He made people like us and lived right there with him. But the people he made did a terrible thing. They sinned against God. They disobeyed him. He had warned them that sin would cause them to die, and God sent them away with a tear in his eye. Now every last person, each grown up and kid, all sin against God like Adam and Eve did. That's why we need Christmas, not for presents or lights. God gave us Christmas to give us new life. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God's command, he made them a promise planned before time began. He would send a small baby, his very own son, who would save us from all of the evil we've done. For years, people waited while darkness closed in for the child God promised would save them from sin. They hoped and they waited, but year after year, no Savior appeared. Was God even there? The promise of Christmas felt so far away. Their hearts were so sick, and they longed for the day when the Father would prove himself faithful to bring the child who'd be the true prophet, priest, and king. God never stopped acting to work out his plan to make us his children and live with us again. Though it felt like forever, when the time was just right, light shone in the darkness, joyful and bright. An angel told Mary and Joseph one day that she'd have the baby who'd wash sins away. Her belly got bigger until the time had came for the birth of the baby who'd bear sin and shame. The inns were all full. There was nowhere to stay. So that baby was born in a barn on some hay. They called his name Jesus, just as God said. The boy was God with us, giving life to the dead. There wasn't a castle, a crown, or a throne. To many, the birth of the boy was unknown. He seemed pretty normal, but angels did sing that this little child was the true King of Kings. The angels appeared to the shepherds that night, and the glory of God filled the sky with bright light. The shepherds were scared, but the angels proclaimed, "Don't be afraid, we have good news today. The Savior is born, at last he is here. Rejoice, little shepherds, there is no need to fear. The baby God promised to Adam and Eve, he has come, and he's bringing us great joy and peace. And he would grow up like you and like me. And he'd have stinky diapers. He'd get scrapes on his knee. He'd feel happy and sad and have belly aches too. He was God himself, but he became like you. That boy never sinned. He always obeyed. Through all of his life, he was perfect, unstained. But instead of his comfort, he chose to give grace, and Jesus died on the cross in our place. On the day Jesus died, he accomplished God's plan, the one that he made long before time began. He paid for our sins. His death paid the price. But then, 3 days later, God raised him to life. And we can live too, if we trust now in him, the one who God promised would save us from sin. He came to us once on that first Christmas night and he's coming again to make all things right. So Christmas is more than a boy in the hay. Christmas is better than just a fun day. On Christmas, we celebrate very good news that God made a promise and that promise has come true.